WCFL in Chicago. It's 5:30. Time for the Larry Lujack Clunk Letter of the Day. Well, today, June 6th, folks, is my birthday. I have refrained from mentioning that this afternoon because I don't think there's anything duller than a disc jockey who gets on the air and talks about his birthday all day long. But I would like to take just a moment from my busy broadcast schedule here to thank those of you who remembered and sent presents and cards in the mail. I would like to take just a second here to read a couple of the nicer cards. We had some baddies, too. Here's one from Linda, who writes, "Dear Lair, have a neato torpedo birthday. I am 5'1", have brown hair with shag haircut, blue eyes, a fair complexion, 22 waist, 36 bust, 36 hips, and weigh 105 pounds. Please call me at this number." And the number, "Love, Linda. P.S., I'd be willing to increase my bust line to 38 if that would help." Well, that's a nice try, Linda. It's always nice to get propositioned on your birthday. Here's another one. This is from Michelle. "Dear Lair, happy birthday. You are getting older, but you couldn't get better because you always were the best." I know.
Hey, Lair.
Timeout on the field. Spacey Dave wants to speak on the radio. What do you want, Dave?
I want you to dig on this, man. This is from all of us to you.
A present for me from the staff.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Knock that off. Cut it off. I don't think we need the rest of that. Isn't that nice? The entire staff and management, rather than chipping in to buy me a gift, played me a song. Isn't that sweet? It's what every disc jockey wants on his birthday, is to have somebody play a song for him on the radio. I'm going to give myself a present now. Well, first I better explain this. See, like, in the last contest, we make telephone calls to people and ask them what radio station they're listening to. And most of the people, obviously, if they know about the contest, they listen to this station. So naturally, you say, "What radio station do you listen to?" And they say, "Super CFL." And you tell them what they want. And the whole thing is really a drag. Well, normally, that's the way it works. Once in a while, it doesn't work out right. For instance, this morning I came in before I went on the air, and I was in the production studio, and I made 20 phone calls, 20 contest phone calls. 19 of them turned out just swell. Number 20 did not. And I'm going to play that on the air here. The reason I'm calling this a present to myself is because I know that if management knew about this, they would not let me play this on the air for reasons which will soon become apparent. However, since it's my birthday, I can do anything I want. So the following is a contest call that didn't go too good.
Hello.
I'd like to speak to Pearl Cruz, please.
Yeah?
Are you Pearl Cruz?
Do I sound like a woman?
No, you don't. But, I mean, I said Pearl Cruz, and you said, yeah. Can I speak to Pearl Cruz, please?
Yeah.
Hi, are you Pearl Cruz?
Yes.
What radio station do you listen to?
Super MAQ.
Super MAQ.
Uh-huh.
Boy, you didn't do too good on that. You didn't do too good on that.
What?
You were supposed to say Super CFL.
Oh, CFL.
See, you blew it.
Yes, I blew it.
You really blew it sky high. This is Larry Lujack at CFL, and if you would have said Super CFL, you would have won something.
Yes, I blew it.
You blew it. Well, I'll tell you what. We'll give you another chance. I'm going to put your card back in the box, and the next time we call you, you say Super CFL, all right?
Yeah, well, what made it bad, I just came home from the hospital.
That makes it bad.
Yeah, and I wasn't thinking. Super CFL.
Today of all days, I did not need that on my birthday. MAQ is about as far from super as you could possibly get. Larry Lujack in Chicago, 536. Watch your wee, my trouble.